weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Pierre Chasson, and this is the program, The Breath of Life, Souffle de Vie. It's a gospel music program, and we just listened to Chris Rice sing a beautiful piece called Come to Jesus. And friends, we can come to him, and he will receive us. And here's the thing, we can come as we are. We can't change ourselves. We're not on a self-improvement program because we need help. We need transformation by the power of God. So we come just as we are to a God of mercy and grace who is able to change the circumstances of life, who is able to change us from the inside out, that we might know power over sin, over addiction, over trials and circumstances. God loves you, and he loves you now. I'm so glad that he doesn't say, clean yourself up and come to me, but rather he says, come. All who labor and are heavy laden, everyone who's carrying a heavy load, come. We're going to listen to a great old hymn called Just As I Am. We're going to listen to it in English and in French. The English version is sung by the Billy Graham Choir, and the French version is sung by Je Vassin, Tel que je suis. So I trust you enjoy this and listen carefully to the lyrics, because you can come to God. You can come to him today. You can receive mercy, forgiveness of sins, the very presence of God, the Holy Spirit coming into your life in a powerful way. You can be transformed, and God is able to accomplish it. And he delights to do it in your life if you'll come just as you are.
que je suis. Ton cœur est prêt à prendre le mien tel qu'il est pour tout changer.
Here's a song by Brian Dorkson, and it is a song that says, invites us to come. Yes, not just come for salvation, but come to worship God. He is worthy to be praised. Friends, when you discover how great God is and how much he loves you, you'll want to worship him. You'll want to give him first place in your heart, in your life, because he's an awesome God, and he loves us, and that love permeating our souls lifts our response to him in worship and adoration. So, come, now is the time to worship. Now is the time to give your heart to God.
Now, come, now is the time to give your heart. Come just as you are to worship. Come just as you are before your
No, friends, we're not just inviting you to come to anyone or to any circumstance. Lots of people extend invitations, but sometimes those invitations carry trouble with them more than anything else. Sometimes you're invited to circumstances and places that will bring you grief. But I want you to know that you're being invited to someone who loves you and has proven that love, and that he died on a cross for your sins, and that he's committed to love you and to care for you if you come to him. He will adopt you, own you, and look after you through life's journey. His name is Jesus Christ, and what a beautiful name it is. What an incredible person Jesus Christ is. Here's an incredible song by Hillsong called What a Beautiful Name, and that is the name of Jesus.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation now reveals.
And here's a song by Symphony in Red, and it is called Jesus, I Come. If you noticed, the theme of these songs today are about coming to Jesus, just as we are, coming to Him. And this beautiful piece speaks about, I'm coming out of something, but I'm also coming into something. I'm coming out of my shame, my sorrow, my loss, whatever the circumstances you have in life, you can come to Jesus and you can experience His blessing in your life. God is not a killjoy. Jesus said that He came to give us life and life more abundant. So don't be fooled. God loves you today and He wants to bless your life. What I'm saying today is not come to one religion or another, but come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. So many people are thinking about God in terms of church and religion and not realizing that it is a relationship. Now listen, church has its place. It is vital. It is important. I believe that Christians should gather together and praise God together and worship Him and encourage one another and learn from one another and love one another. But you need to come to Jesus. Because if you miss Jesus, it doesn't matter how much church you have. So come out of whatever circumstances you are in into the glorious relationship that He offers to you.
I come into your freedom, gladness and light, Jesus, I come. And out of my sickness, into your health, out of my want, into your wealth, out of my sin, into yourself, Jesus, I come. I come out of my shame, failure and loss. I lay down at the foot of your cross. Out of my selfishness, wanting and greed, Lord, I will follow wherever you lead. Lord, I am thirsty. Lord, my knees, and through all of the valleys, your word is spoken to me. For you are my shepherd, all that I want, all I need. To Jesus I come. Jesus, I come into the joy, light of your home. Jesus, I come out of the depths of ruin untold, into the peace of the sheltering fold. Ever your glorious face to behold, Jesus, I come. My knees, and through all of the valleys, your word. nothing, all that I want or I need. For you are my shepherd, all that I want, all I need. Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come.
Now here's a song by Ryan Stevenson, and it's called Eye of the Storm. Friends, we know that life can be stormy. We know that we can experience deep trials and heartaches and circumstances. But we also know there is a place of refuge. There is a place of calmness. Matter of fact, the eye of a storm is the place where it is calm. But we know that's only fleeting. We know that we'll be back in it shortly. But I want you to know this, that Jesus Christ is like the eye of the storm. He's a place where we can find calmness, where we can find strength, where we can find assurance, where we can have hope, even if the storm is raging around us. So let me encourage you, yes, to come to Jesus and discover that He is more than enough for every circumstance. Oh, to trust Him. Oh, to discover there is a God in heaven who loves us. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross to suffer and bleed and die for your sins. He rose from the dead, and now the Word of God says that He is looking out for us, watching over us, and that He sent His Holy Spirit to live in us, to stick with us all the way through the circumstances of life. Don't turn away from Him, but turn towards Him. Put all your hope and faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. If you do, you will not be disappointed, and you will discover even in the most horrible storms of life, and there will be horrible ones, you will find a place of peace. You will find an eye in the storm, in the person and the work and the care and love of Jesus Christ. Oh, turn to Him today, friends. Don't seek to go through this life on your own, and certainly don't die on your own. Don't die without Jesus. Don't live without Him. Don't die without Him. Don't face the judgment without Him, because you can have Him to live with, to die with, and to face judgment with. And I tell you, you'll come out victorious because Jesus Christ loves you. You know, God urges us to come to Him, but He's the one that's come to us. Jesus came a long way to save you and me so that we might know His peace and power. I urge you to put your hope and trust in Him even now.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. And when I'm feeling like I've been let down by my friends and my family, I can hear the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. Middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm,
When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me.
And I just don't know how I'm gonna make ends meet. I did my best, now I'm scared to death that we might lose everything. And when a sickness takes my child away and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. You guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. My sails are torn. Your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
Yes, friends, there is such a God as this, a great God, a wonderful God, a God who has created all things and who is worthy of our praise, a God who sent his Son to be our Savior, a God who will send Jesus back at the end of this world. We don't know when that will ever be, but we know it'll come because the Bible promises it. But to be ready to know him, you'll be singing and shouting, "How great thou art," when you put your faith and trust in him. Here are the McCoy Singers with "How Great Thou Art."
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Now we're going to listen to a song by a dear friend of mine, Audrey Lumsden. Audrey and her husband were involved in ministry for many, many years. And they've been such an encouragement and blessing to so many. And they're just sweethearts. And Audrey's going to sing for us a song here called Casting Your Cares. And it is a song of knowing what to do with the cares of life, knowing what to do with the circumstances that come against us. And sometimes, friends, those cares can be very, very heavy. Sometimes they can hurt very deeply. We are not exempt from trouble in life. And because a person puts their hope and faith in God, doesn't mean they aren't going to face trouble, and sometimes trouble that seems to be beyond what we can bear. But the Lord Jesus will take those cares when we cast them upon him. We can't carry those burdens alone. And so we can take those cares and bring them to the feet of Jesus. Because this is what it says in the Bible. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you.
Casting all your care on Jesus, trusting in his watchful care, resting in the peace he offers, knowing he will answer prayer. Casting all your care on Jesus, for he watches over all. He will listen when you need him, and will answer when you call. Do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know how much he cares? Have you let him take your burdens? Everyone he'll give, he bears. Casting all your care on Jesus, for he watches over you. He will listen when you need him, and will answer when you call.
What a beautiful piece. And just to let you know, that was a home recording just done on a computer, and yet it came out very well. And I was so just moved to tears just hearing Audrey sing this beautiful song, Casting All Your Cares on Jesus. Now we're going to listen to a song by Michael Card, and it is called Come Lift Up Your Sorrows. And my friends, you can lift up your sorrows to Jesus. Come to the Lord and lift your burdens, your cares, lift them up to him, because he cares. And I'll tell you, friends, the Bible actually tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, that he has borne our sorrows. Yes, friends, he has carried our griefs. You don't have to suffer alone. You don't have to go through the deep trials of life on your own. Oh, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and discover all the mercy and kindness and grace that He has for you.
If you are wounded, and if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, if you have fallen, and if you are weak, then come find the worth of God that only the suffering seek. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship Him with your. He's wounded too. He has not stuttered, and He has not lied. When He said, "Come unto Me," you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, but those who know sorrow, they're closest to His heart. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too. In this most made a sacred space for those who will enter in and trust to cry out to Him. And you'll find no curtain there, no reason left for fear. There's perfect freedom every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrows,
lift up your sorrows,
and offer your pain.
Offer your pain.
Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. Waiting for you,
He's waiting for you
to worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too.
Come
lift up your sorrows,
offer your pain, oh yeah,
and offer your pain.
Come make a sacrifice,
come make a sacrifice. There in your wilderness. He's waiting for you.
He's waiting for you
to worship him with your wounds. For he's wounded too.
He's wounded too, yeah.
Worship him with your wounds. For he's wounded too. Come worship him. He's wounded too.
Wonderful song by Michael Card. Come, lift up your sorrows. Oh, friends, as we've thought today and as we've gone through songs that express our need to come to Jesus, as we've seen that we have a Savior who really does love us and who's reaching out to us, one who died on a cross for our sins, one who is knows your the smallest heart cry right now, who hears your pain and your suffering, one who the Bible says is touched with the feelings of our infirmities or our weaknesses, one who was tested like we were in all points and yet he never sinned, one who cares for you more than you could ever imagine, and one whose arms are open wide right now, looking for us to come to him. Oh, friends, let's do that. In the close of this program, we're going to just have a little time of prayer. And I want to lift you up in prayer today and pray that God will bless you and that you will find him, seek him, and find him to be the awesome God that he is, that shelter in the time of storm, that one who is so great and awesome and who is willing to bear your burdens, that one that you can cast your cares on. And once I'm done praying, we're going to play the closing song of this program, which is called This Is Amazing Grace. And it is amazing grace, friends, that we have a Savior who would do all of this for us and commit himself to you and to me for time and eternity if we would just turn to him. So let's just take a minute to pray and talk to God together. Our God and Father, how we thank you for the incredible love that you have shown us, that we could be have this peace with God, that we could have the forgiveness of our sins, that we could have hope, Lord, in a world where hope is a scarce commodity, that we could find peace in the midst of chaos, that we could turn to the living God and discover your kindness and mercy, that, Lord, you care for us, that, God, you so loved the world that you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, that anyone who believes in you would not perish, but instead have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can turn to you and turn to you now and know the love of God and the mercy and the forgiveness that you offer. So I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice that they would turn to you and lift up their burdens and accept Christ as their Savior. And if they have to go even deeper, finding you to be the God who cares. I ask for all of these blessings and thank you for your deep love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and strong. for all that you've done for me.
Worthy is the King who comes.